Hi there, Kate here. Are you ready to dive into stage one of the Game of Life journey? Well, let's get started. When you're in stage one of the Game of Life journey, you've been praying for help. Whether consciously or subconsciously, you've been praying for someone or something to show up and help you to improve your life. Because on your own, you just keep creating over and over again. Challenges and hiccups and drama. You're in a cycle that seems to have no end, and you just want it to stop. Your heart whispers to you through the darkness of the chaos that there is a better way, a way that isn't so hard. You know in your heart that this is true, but you just don't know what to do. You've tried classes and books, and they may have been great. But the magic you're looking for is just not happening. Now, in the intro to this series, I shared with you how there was a point in my life that I was so far down that the only way to go was up. And that's when I was introduced to Florence's Game of Life. My eyes read the words on the page, and my body felt them. The words held an energetic charge that wakened my body and my mind to a frequency of feeling that I hadn't experienced before. That feeling of empowerment, that feeling of limitless possibility, that feeling that something better really was possible for me, that feeling of truth. And at some level, this resonates with you when you think back to being introduced to Florence's work. And as a student of Florence, you felt these things too. When you read her words, you feel that empowerment that is the magic of Florence's teachings. The Game of Life was written 100 years ago, and you can still feel that magic of empowerment every time you open the book. And no matter where you open it, at least one of those two pages where you open it will speak to you, supporting you with whatever's going on in your life in that moment. And like me, when you read her books, you feel that stir of energy within you. You feel that lift of empowerment energy. And next thing you know, boom, you begin to receive blessings left and right. Life is full of hope. There's a sense of promise and possibility right in the palm of your hand as you read, or in the voice you hear as you listen to an audio. You can feel the magic in the very cells of your body when you absorb the safe, healing frequency of her words. There's a light coming to you through the darkness of pain and fear. And life changes. This is what you've prayed for. This magical book has become a new appendage to your body. You're joined at the hip, and you don't go anywhere without it. It's your lifeline to sanity in a crazy world, and it supports you to feel like you really can improve your life. And you take that belief with you everywhere you go. It's with you in everything you do. And as a result, life really does change. This is the magic of Florence's loving support coming through the pages and wrapping you in her spiritual hug, opening the way for you to connect with that divinity within you, that greater consciousness, that superconscious higher self. Within you, and the results are fabulous. You feel better. Money flows to you unexpectedly. It just shows up. Your relationships are more harmonious, and the most magical things happen for you. You're vibrating at a high vibration of love and gratitude, and you're a magnet for wonderful experiences. Left and right, and every time you turn around, you're face to face with another miraculous blessing. You are limitless possibility. Life is good. Your game of life journey has begun. And this goes on for weeks, maybe months. These experiences are so new and different and awesome, but you don't know what to do with all this bliss. And you sure don't know how to sustain this energy. What can you do to sustain these empowered feelings? Well, here are 5 simple action steps. Number 1, breathe deeply. Yeah, I know you're breathing, but you're probably breathing shallowly. And if you're stressed, you're holding your breath. And did you know that when you're stressed, you can't think greater than you feel? That's why it's hard to solve problems. You can't think. And when you stop the madness of life and take those deep breaths, you open the way to bring your heart and mind into harmony. Number 2, ground yourself. Use your favorite grounding exercise moment by moment when you need to, while incorporating taking those deeper breaths. Number 3, be aware of your internal energy. Are you feeling anxious, stressed, worried? Or are you fully embodying gratitude? If you're not embodying gratitude as your state of being, it's time to make a conscious choice. Number 4 is consciously choose. Consciously choose the energetic vibration you wish to experience. Consciously choose to embody love. And I'm not talking of how much you love the color blue. I'm talking about embodying the love that is your essence. That connection with the divinity within you, where you regain that feeling of being whole and complete. This conscious choice begins to create the habit of a new state of existence, overriding subconscious beliefs that have been in control of your life, opening the way for a higher outcome. Number 5, rinse and repeat each of these steps throughout your day, moment by moment when necessary. Set a timer to breathe deeply and ground yourself, being aware of your internal energy, those feelings and emotions, so you can consciously be a greater state of being, where you vibrate at a frequency of love, gratitude, state of being. When you implement these simple action steps, you build your awareness muscles and you use your power. You're actively involved in your game of life journey. And then stage 2 shows up. Now be sure to check back tomorrow for the video stage 2 of your game of life journey. Until then, know this. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your fulfilled square of life, which is ultimately your version of heaven on earth. It's your birthright.